Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Armando Hart. Armando is world leader, trainer, speaker, and mentor. He focuses on removing layers of social conditioning using movement. Armando works with professional athletes, fitness enthusiasts, and people at all fitness levels, and he's going to also share with us his wonderful new book, The Heart Method, Discovering Your Joy, Power, and Freedom Through Movement. Armando, welcome.
Thank you, Vicki. Thank you for having me.
I am so thrilled to have you here. You're doing such wonderful things in the way that you're mentoring people across the world about fitness and staying healthy and really living a productive and full life. And so I was wondering, tell us a little bit about how you came to that passion and purpose.
Well, it's a good question because as a little boy, I always felt that there was this feeling in me, this belief in me that I was here for a reason. And it was hard for me to share that due to my environment. It wasn't conducive to be able to share my emotions and my feelings and my dreams without feeling like I was going crazy or without being, you know, shut off. So I grew up with those feelings, and I grew up very shy and timid. Even though I wasn't timid or shy, I felt like those were just labels put on me in school because I was born first-generation Mexican-American. So I went to an all-white school, and English was my second language. So I had to learn at school. So I felt, because I wasn't able to express myself with my voice, I felt that the other way that I could express myself was through movement, through physical movement. And that, for me, was able to make that connection between myself and my classmates and my teachers. And I really felt like there was this power that I had. I'm like, wow, you know, if I could visualize myself being the fastest kid in school or kicking the ball the furthest, then that, for me, gave me a sense of confidence and an understanding of the power of movement because it was able to connect me with others.
That is so beautiful. Really wonderful that you discovered that so young in an environment where, you know, many times children and adolescents just, you know, are not inclined to want to discover outlets for that for themselves.
Right.
So that it's so creative. So tell us a little bit of how you brought that to fruition to helping others.
Well, one of the big dreams that I had as a 10-year-old boy was to be an Olympian. And like I said earlier, I never shared that dream because I felt that it was too big for me to share with others in the environment that I grew up in. But I kept that dream alive. I kept that dream alive. And every time I had an accomplishment as far as what I did with my physical performance, it would give me a deeper sense of confidence in myself to keep that dream alive. And I grew up with that dream and, you know, through high school and being a Division I sprinter, and I even represented Mexico in international competitions, that I got within 5 weeks of competing at the Olympic Games. I got to the point where I actually qualified for the Games, and 5 weeks before, I tore my hamstring.
Ah.
Yeah. So imagine that little boy, that 10-year-old boy with that dream and keeping that dream alive and getting to a point where you qualified for that dream, and then 5 weeks before, that little boy tears a hamstring. So that, for me, was that turning point in my life when I realized, wow, you know, like, I spend a lot of my energy into making this dream come true, and just like that, it got snatched away. And I didn't want to accept the fact that it was over because I tried to compete 2 weeks later only to tear it again and to make it even more severe. So I was left physically traumatized. I was left mentally traumatized. I went into depression. I wasn't happy with myself. So, of course, I didn't want others to be happy around me. So I had trouble keeping relationships, and I was in the darkness, and I was in a very negative space. And I remained in that space for a while until I started to see the light in 1997, which was about a year and a half after this had happened. I got the opportunity to move to Houston and train with one of the best coaches at the time by the name of Tom Tejas. And that little boy in me that remained, you know, that go-getter, that kid that would visualize his dreams and would take action upon them, was still in me. So, you know, that boy in me said, move to Houston. You have to. Even though you're not physically in shape, you're not mentally in shape, everything's a mess, you should still go. So I decided to get in my 65 Mustang and move to Houston and train with this coach. One of the comments and one of his tips that he told me was that I had great potential, but all I had to do was put my foot down. And that for me was the beginning of creating this method, because there is a power in putting my foot down physically that I didn't understand at the time, because my whole career I was told to do the opposite, to drive my knees forward, to drive my knees up. Every command from that point, from growing up in athletics, was very superficial. And he said, you know what, look at that kid running. He runs, he just put his foot down. So I thought that was very interesting that he was telling me to run like a child and to move my body like a child. And I remember reading a book on just trying to be a better person. I didn't like where I was at as far as my life emotionally and relationally. So I started to read and wanting to become better. And one of the chapters in a book that I forgot the name of the book, but it talked about the power of putting your foot down. And this was around the same time that this coach was telling me to put my foot down physically while I was running. So I made this connection between body and life. As I started to put my foot down, as I was moving my body, that started to feel better in me. And then I started to do the same thing in my life, putting my foot down with myself, taking ownership, taking responsibility of myself, and understanding that, you know, I was responsible for my environment and my relationships, and taking action and being motivated. I put my foot down with myself, and I started to see changes in my life. And that's how I started to develop this system, and I started to write. And that became the first principle of the heart method, which is ground. And the power is to put your foot down. That's the focus.
That is so wonderful, because the whole concept of something of that nature, both as you say, symbolically for your body or for your spirit, as well as physically putting your foot down, it's an amazing sense of taking responsibility. I personally feel that when you start taking that responsibility for everything that happens in your life, that's when true transformation happens.
I believe that completely. And it's easy to put the focus outside of ourselves. And I was doing that. I was doing that when I was trying to compete and trying to move my body as fast as I could from point A to point B, which was start to finish, that I would put the focus on the goal. I would put the focus on reaching that point B as fast as I could. Then I think eventually that took its toll, and it really like just stopped me. And I feel like I was living my life in that same way, putting that focus outside of myself and thinking that success was outside of myself and to move there as fast as I could and put on blinders and just go. When he told me that child was putting his foot down, that to me is that children have this essence, this natural essence physically to move their bodies in the way that's efficient and it's joyous and it's powerful and it's fun. Children also have this natural ability to put their foot down in life when they want something, and they physically do it. They cross their arms and they slam their foot down on the ground, and that for me is like, wow, that's a sense of power right there.
Absolutely. Fabulous. So, you know, now you've been working with people and so forth, but now that you have this book, it's reaching people literally all over the world, which is the magic of electronics these days, you know, the magic of the internet, in addition to the brilliance of being able to write from your heart and soul and get that message out to people all over the world that need to hear it. So tell us a little bit about how the heart discovering your joy, power, and freedom through movement came about in book form.
Well, during that experience, when I made that connection of physical movement and life and started to connect those dots, I started to write. And I started to understand that that had happened to me for a reason, you know, that failure, I guess, if you want to call it. Although I don't believe in failure, I believe in experience. And so that experience for me of not reaching my goal, I started to understand that that was happening to me because I chose to move forward. Like I was saying, you know, the body and movement and life movement is connected. So when the body moves forward, there's actually a falling if you're leaning forward. So using gravity to move your body forward. So there is a sense of falling, but you're really just catching yourself every time your foot makes contact with the ground. And then from that point forward, you expand up. So I started to write and I started to understand like there's failure in physical movement as the body's moving forward. So there must be that power also in life. If we want to move forward in life, we have to fail and we have to make mistakes and we have to trust, just like there's a ground beneath us as we move our bodies. The ground is there to provide us a platform to expand. That's also in life, you know, to move forward and to fail and to trust that there's going to be support and then we're going to continue moving forward. So I started to write and I started to understand like, wow, you know what? I failed at this goal, but in reality, there is no failure. I didn't fail. I'm still moving forward into something greater. And that greater was this book, was this method that now I'm able, like you said, to reach the world and to help others understand that, you know, we have this power in our body, we have this power in our movement, we have this ability to connect to our bodies, and not only that, but to embody essence. And the power that we have to put our foot down, the power of failure, you know, the power of joy and integrity and harmony and freedom and now and action. Those are all the principles of the heart method. And that's the essence that we have the opportunity to embody once again, you know, and I don't feel like there's something that we need to find or to reach for. I just believe that all we have to do is remember and to allow for those principles and for those maxims to be embodied once again and to understand that we can carry over this essence into our life, into our environment.
Yeah, that's so beautiful and, again, so empowering. So if you were to look at something that you would really like readers to be able to take away from the book, maybe the main thing, what would that look like?
For me, you know, when someone tells me, like, hey, I know that your background is sports and you started as a trainer for athletes, but my message is for everybody. The other day, someone told me, like, hey, Armando, you know, I went for a walk and I understood that there is this power in walking. What I want for people to understand that once they move their body, they have this opportunity to be really present and to be in the moment and to use that action and that experience as a meditation. If you imagine yourself walking, Vicky, we think that there's only forward movement. We think, oh, I'm going to walk from my seat, I'm going to walk to the end of the block, or from my house to the end of the block. So we start walking. But we have the choice to walk unconsciously or to walk thinking about other things or what we have to do. Or we have that walk as an opportunity to connect with ourselves, connect with our spirit, connect with our body. So when we're walking, there's two actions and two forces that are at play. There's what I call a negative force, and there's a positive force. There's a light force, and there's a dark force. And those two forces are represented by the movement of our legs. So if you really think about when you take a step forward, there's this opposite action that's happening that we don't consider. And that's the opposite leg that's actually moving down and back. So next time you go for a walk, I want you and the audience to really think about these two forces. There's this leg going forward and there's a leg that's actually moving back. So, you know, it's powerful to understand that because I feel like that's an awareness of understanding, like, you know what, I'm actually moving forward and these two forces that are helping me to move forward are positive and negative, working together, working in synergy, and understanding that and knowing that, hey, you know what, if this is how the body works and this is how my movement works, physically, then I can carry over this awareness and this understanding into my life. So whenever I'm going through something negative or whenever I'm going through something that's not optimum, then we can understand like, hey, this is a part of moving forward. And understanding that actually limits us staying in that space longer. So we have this ability to understand that and for this experience to serve you. And once you make that understanding, then you're opening possibilities and opening that opportunity to move forward without getting stuck in that.
You know, that is absolutely such a beautiful symbolism because I have never even thought of it that way. In moving forward, the focus is usually always on the front leg, if you're focused at all, and you don't even think about what the back leg is doing, or at least
no.
You know,
no, but
amazing.
And I guarantee you that next time you go on a walk, you're going to feel that opposite leg going back and down. For me, as I had that awareness and I came to that understanding, once I started to understand how the body worked and how movement worked and how, you know, our bodies are a microcosm of the macrocosm. They're a reflection of the universe. They're a reflection of life. So if it works with the body, for me, it works in life. It's such a deep sense of awareness, and it's a meditative experience when you go for a walk, when you walk stairs, or when you go for a run, when you physically move. It's a meditative experience, and it's an experience to connect, and it's also an experience to make our lives better. I'll give you another example. When you go upstairs, when people walk upstairs, it's the same thing. It's not just about bringing that trail leg to the front, which is typical for us to do. We bring what's behind and we try to bring it forward. And that's the mentality I think that we've been conditioned to think, hey, I'm not where I should be and I need to bring whatever, I need to catch up or I need to bring us forward. And it's also a mentality of not being in the moment. Because if you put your focus on the actual leg that's going down towards that stair or that step, that leg that's right underneath you, if you put the focus there, guess what happens? The opposite leg just follows without any effort, without that much focus on it. And that's also, for me, was a big aha moment to understand like, wow, if I put the focus on the leg that's right here, right beneath me, that's like being present. That's like being in the now. But if I start to put my focus on that leg that's behind and trying to bring it forward to that step that's in front of me, then that's almost like bringing the past into the future, which for me is a very common thing that we all do subconsciously, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
You know, and it's my experience. You know, I've moved my body without awareness. I used to move my body without being really in my body. And it's very typical right now is to say, hey, I'm going to exercise, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. But are you really connecting with your body? Are you really connecting with that experience? And that's for me, that's my message, is for allow to people to connect with their bodies, connect with their movement, and understand how their body works, and to understand that we're all different, and we're all at different levels. If you have just the ability to walk, then do that. If you have the ability to go for a gold medal, then let's work on that. You know, we're all at different levels, but we all have this opportunity to connect and to embody essence.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I absolutely love about what you do is that most people think in order to meditate or be mindful that it equates to being quiet and still. And to be able to bring that to everything you do in activity is so powerful.
Yeah, I'm a big believer that meditation can come in many forms. And sitting down and being quiet is a practice. And then meditating while you're moving is a practice. And, you know, meditation is just quieting that voice, quieting that chatter that we all have. And, you know, that voice for me shows up right at the beginning. Right when I try to get up in the morning, when I set my alarm super early, that voice says, stay in bed, it's warm. You've deserved this. Just take this day off, sleep for another hour, you know, and I know that that's my opportunity to embody essence or be in my ego. If I listen to that voice, you know, I feel like, wow, I let ego get the best of me right from the beginning. So it's harder for me to catch up throughout my day. But if I get up, then that for me is like, okay, I'm embodying essence right from the beginning. I got up. I didn't listen to that voice. So that's the form of meditation to understand, to make that distinction when that chatter or that ego is controlling your day or your experience, or are you in essence by being clear and being quiet and understanding that that's a chance, that's an opportunity to embody that quietness, embody that. And it's not loud at all. It's just being quiet and understanding that.
Yeah, so beautiful. So with all of this wonderful work you're doing and this amazing book, and I'm sure there are going to be many to follow, I was just wondering if you were to look at your work, and it's probably way too early to ask you this, but if you were to look at your work and how you'd like to see it impact the world, almost like a legacy, what would that look like for you?
One of my thoughts as a little boy was like, well, I'm here for something big. I'm here. I have a mission. I know I have a purpose. And I used to think, you know, my purpose is to change the world. But then I realized as I started to grow and be wiser, I guess if you want to say it, I said, you know what, maybe changing the world is too big of a task. Maybe if I just change one's world, that for me was a very powerful time in my life when I had that understanding that to change one's world is in actuality changing the world, because once you change your world as an individual, then your environment changes. And that, in a sense, is changing the world. So when someone says your message really helped me to take ownership of myself and to be in harmony with myself and to understand that there's negative experience, there's positive experience, but I've continued to move forward and, you know, doors open up for me and I'm just in a very good place. And when I'm in a bad place, I actually see that as a gift. If someone shares that with me, that for me is my legacy. You know, because that, in a sense, is changing the world.
Wow, again, so powerful. And think of all the people that you will never hear from where your work and your book has changed their lives, you know, because I'm a firm believer that we hear from just a small few in comparison with the lives that we impact. And when you're impacting them in such a positive, powerful manner, it's really quite beautiful. Really quite beautiful.
Thank you, Vicky. And, you know, and I feel like a part of my message is to bring the value to going down, bring value to that, and to really be mindful when we go down, because in society, we're just focused on results. We're focused on the superficial. We're focusing on going up. Just like when I talked about the body, how most of my career, I was taught to move my body up and forward, you know, and that's a very results mentality, because like I said, when you apply force down and when you are focused on going down, creates the opposite, creates the going up. And in society, we don't value going down. It's not sexy. You know, and I think we have this thing, you know, yes, it's not sexy to think about, hey, you know, wow, look at how he bounced that ball down towards the ground. Everyone just sees a ball bounce up and appreciates the bounce up. Like, wow, look at that height of the ball. Look at how he bounced that up. Look at how he drives his knee up. I want to bring that perspective and that power back to going down and to value that, even if it's not sexy.
I love it. I love it. Well, I hope everyone listening will go out and get The Heart Method, Discovering Your Joy, Power, and Freedom Through Movement. It's available on Amazon. And, you know, Armando, if they would like to maybe connect with you, is there a place on the web that they can do that? Do you have a website?
I have a website. It's armandohart.com. That is armandohart.com. I'm also on social media, on Facebook as Armando Hart. I don't think the Cuban politician has a Facebook profile. So I have Facebook and I also have Instagram, Armando_Hart. And I'm also on LinkedIn as Armando Hart.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for the generosity of sharing all of this incredibly powerful and inspiring information with us today. You know, it really changed the way I'm already thinking about all that you shared. And I hope everyone will take advantage of your wonderful new book and connecting with you online.
Thank you, Vicki. And I know you're going to hear my voice when you walk and when you go upstairs.
You will. I will. And I thank you for that as well.
And you know what? I had athletes that I would work with on the weekend for one day, and they would email me and say, oh, my God, that thing that you shared, you know, that tip that you shared with me, I can't forget it. And, you know, I'm like, it's something that was already in you. I just reminded you.
That's so beautiful. That's so humble and so beautiful. Armando, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Vicki. Appreciate it. Thank you for sharing your platform.
And remember to visit Armando at armandoheart.com. And if you would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.